Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matty Ice. He's Vish. She's Melissa. Guys, we got a jam-packed show tonight. Melissa, we have a guest. What do we want to do first? Do we want to show the hoodies off? Do we want to bring Liam
quickly,
in here? What
quickly,
we
everyone show your hoodies.
Oh, okay.
Show the
Go
hoodies.
Go Beach.
Go Beach. Let's go. At least somebody's team made the tournament. But yeah, let's get to our guest because he was early. He is my colleague over at allhurricanes.com, University of Miami student, the one, the only, Liam.
What are you doing? I should have just like not let you in so she'd have to hold the pose and see
like
how long
time.
We should have gotten Liam a hoodie. What was I thinking?
It's all good. Got Nate in here, Max, Canes Dolphins 89.
Canes today makes an appearance.
Miss Canes today is in here.
There he is. So
I do have to say, Liam, first of all, because we have a group text with all Hurricanes, and Liam's the only one that talks basketball with me on the regular. So if I'm not in the Buckets group text talking basketball, I'm usually in the all Hurricanes group text talking basketball with Liam. And he also puts up with me trying to contain my emotions at basketball games in the media section.
Hey, I know what it's like. You know, I've been a fan enough to know, but, you know. Unfortunately, the media life taken over, so I gotta just eliminate emotion on the outside. It's in the inside; it's internalized, though, so don't worry.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm stretching.
Yeah, you know? That very, very subtly, like that does not work when you do it for like the 10th time.
Liam, quickly tell us, yeah, tell the Buckets universe about yourself.
Awesome. So I'm a writer over there, All Hurricanes. Do a lot of stuff covering football, basketball. Baseball, we work on a little bit, but we're trying to get into that. But no, basketball, love that stuff. Went to the Final Four last year, was down there on the floor as a student. It was a super fun time. This team's got my attention, obviously, with what's going on. You know, wasn't the best season, but, you know, I hear rumbling. So we'll see what's going to happen, though. But I think it's going to be a completely different team.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to get into that. But before we talk basketball, you see this list behind me. We got to know, if you could only have one chicken sandwich for the rest of your life, are you going to Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
You know, I've actually only ever had the Popeyes chicken sandwich once, but I wasn't really a fan of it, so I got to go Chick-fil-A. I got to join the majority, so.
The guys figured you were a Chick-fil-A person because they started looking at old tweets.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean, Matt? Matt somehow found a tweet.
Well, we're
like
getting
five
to the point
ago.
Here. We're getting to the point here now. Where like, I feel like we got to start questioning. Me and Vish have to question guests because we're both on the Popeyes team. before we let him on, because we need to start getting some guys on the Popeyes train, because right now it's just us two and DJ Irving.
First of all, besides Liam, I've only brought on two, technically. Well, someone helped me bring him on, but you guys have brought on more guests than I have, so not my fault.
I've only brought the one on. Then she named the show.
There we go. We're running out of space. I have to erase the arrow.
Well, if someone would say Popeyes, we wouldn't have this problem. But
glad to join future top five pick Jaleel Bethea on that list.
He like roasted me. You have a short name too.
Thankfully, you have a short name. I can squeeze it in.
There we go.
Oh man. Well, look at that. And here we go. I already see it in the comments. Who are we getting? Who are we getting?
Ooh. Don't we all want to know?
I know.
Yes. Yeah. He is going to be a guest on our OG's show coming up at some point.
Oh yes. All right. Let's talk basketball, shall we?
Yes. Let's do that. Yeah.
Who are actually going to talk about? Welcome. Welcome. It is now 7-3. Good stuff.
There we go. What hoops questions y'all got for me, or where we're trying to do this?
So I think I don't know about you guys, but let's start about who do we think is gonna stay at the University of Miami. The three of us have kind of discussed this already, but it'll be good to get another perspective because I think everyone's sick of us saying the same people are staying and going. So what do you think, Liam?
Who knows? Maybe I don't think stuff. Maybe I know stuff. You know, maybe it's that way.
Sources, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. I do know there's one guy in the starting lineup's going to leave. I don't know if I can definitely say that, but there is one guy. Well, you wouldn't be surprised who's the one that's leaving. I can say, though, that I know that the decisions of the two of the biggest guys, Pack and Omir, are still up in the air. So we're still waiting to see where that goes. That was the last time I heard that. So those are still up in the air. But not sure exactly on Keyshawn. Not sure about anyone else. But that's what I got. But I do know there's one more guy. We have at least a sixth transfer. I'd imagine there'd be more, though. I'd imagine at least gets to seven is my understanding of the situation. Who do you think are going to be the three, the ones that stay then?
Oh, what, we set the over under at what, 2.5, guys?
Yeah, I think.
I remember that tweet that Liam posted, and I said, "What's the line at?" And I can't remember. Did I say 3.5 or is that what we set it
and
at?
It went over in a week. No, it
went over in like 24 hours.
In like 24 hours or 2 days.
Yeah, it was AJ Christian, and then Ja'Kai and Bensley, right after. I was like, oh, there we go. There's four.
What are your feelings on Paul Jobey?
Oh, God.
So, I mean, I've had a lot of talks with people about this. I think Coach L put it perfectly in kind of this end of the season, like, press conference. Like, people like him just have to stay. Like, look at, like, D'Lo. Like, he goes and leaves, goes to Louisville, doesn't really play a role, like, somehow starts against us randomly. Like, what was that, like a nepotism start? And then, you know, now he's back in the portal. And, like, same with, like, a bunch of other guys that, you know, that they haven't already graduated, they're back in the portal that were on Miami last. The
favorite air.
Final four team. Yeah.
Favorite air,
he's already in the portal again. So I feel like, is the grass really greener? I don't think so. I think that's, unless it's a situation where he's a guy that Coach L doesn't think is going to be, you know, buying into the system, I think he should stay. Because I think that while Nwoku kind of was maybe surprising to many, kind of what I began to realize was, you know, there's probably a reason why he left. I think it was, you know, they talked about his, like, the last home game of the season, he was playing his best basketball and he pulled him. And I was like, what's going on there? And, you know, someone asked it and they're like, you know, he wasn't playing press defense like I asked him to. And I'm like, obviously that was not a one-time thing where he didn't do what he wanted him to do. So it's a whole, can they buy into the system? And I think, is Paul the greatest player of all time? Not at all. I mean, you know, but I think he can definitely grow into, you know, by the time he's a junior, senior, being a real contributor on this bench if he decides
to. A good role player, yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, you need those guys. Like, as much as we hated on him, and, you know, I did not enjoy too much of his lowlights, Anthony Walker. You know, you still need a guy like him that is, you know, has been in big games and stuff like that. You know, we don't want to take him jump shots, but, you know, you still want a guy that can, you know, is a wing that can provide, you know, that veteran leadership out there, whether it be off the bench, you know, or if it's in the starting lineup. You need guys that can be around the program for a while. And, you know, who knows by the time who's running the program, by the time he's a senior, because that's, you know, that'd be 3 years away from now. So that's my take on it.
L will be pushing 80.
Can I ask you a hypothetical, Liam?
Yeah.
Let's say Nigel and Norchad are back. You know they're back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the portal targets you're looking for? Like, it can be like not specific names, but maybe like a position.
Yes. Yeah. So okay. So we're saying Norchad and Nigel back, mm-hmm. and then assuming that he's too talented to come off the bench, you have Bethea in the lineup. So it would be Bethea mm-hmm. and Pack. You kind of hope that Pack continues to develop more as a playmaker. And then, yeah, so we'll say just for that reason, Keyshawn goes NBA, Poplar and Cleveland transfer. I think, honestly, what you're going to want to address is, you know, do you want to just do the whole system where it's, you know, another guy that can, you know, two more wings like the, you know, Jordan Miller, Ruga thing, or do you want to go get that big guy? It's an interesting situation because there's a lot of really talented. I know you didn't say not names exactly, but there's a lot of really talented bigs that are in the portal mm-hmm. right now, which, you know, I think Miami's really kind of pressing to get an answer right now from Omir, and they really want an answer, you know, from Nigel, because that's going to determine everything. And that's kind of what screwed him over last year. But if I would say they need to add some sort of size, hopefully, you know, even if it doesn't, someone that's going to play alongside as Omir in the starting lineup, which, you know, I think is kind of an interesting situation. I don't really think Omir's a guy that can play the four. People go, oh, you shoot the three now. But, like, it's lateral quickness. It's this, that, and the other thing. Can you really put him there? I think
he also can't shoot the three. His percentages are – he just shot more of them.
I know, but people see him ball, and they think he's going to turn into, I don't know, whatever.
It's a bad shot. Him taking a three is a bad shot.
I'm so grateful that you're saying that, because the three of us have been saying this, and everyone thinks we're crazy.
Yeah, no.
Well, what I've been saying is, if we're going to put Norchad at the four, we're talking about a traditional four that plays inside the three-point line and, like, maybe as a mid-range, but not – like, if you think he's going to, like, hit a bunch of threes and stretch the floor out, that ain't happening.
Yeah, and, like, and people really are just confused. To the 2010s, like, when you had, like, Paul Gasol and Joakim Noah playing down well, like, that's not going to work in college basketball. Like, you know, unless you have – a unicorn guy that's tall and can shoot and move well, then
Kenny Kaji.
Well, that was actually more the old school stuff, Liam. He shot some three, but he played a lot in the post too.
But people
don't really play that way anymore.
Yeah, no, I think you do need to get a guy. I forgot his name. I should have written this down, but there's, I mean, it was one of the guys. Oh, it's the guy who's thinking on the first. Who's he? The ECU.
Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, he's a good rebounder, if I remember that. He put up, like, 8 a game or something like that. Like, that's, like, the kind of guy I feel like you would want to have next to Omir that, like, can hit the glass but can also play outside. Like, you don't
want to – He's got major range, too. He's got, like, legit NBA. Yeah. Like, he shoots them from deep.
Like, you go get the Rutgers guy, which I don't think we're going to get, if you aren't getting Omir back. You don't get – like, everyone last year was like, let's go get Khalil Ware. I'm like, okay, yeah, like, what's that going to do? Like – only one of those, either Omir or Ware, is going to shine. The other one's going to suffer playing next to each other. Because what, Ware's probably got a better outside game, but you don't put a 7-footer on the wing like that. Like, that last year's conversation was so stupid with that. I'm like, no, like, we're not getting another big man to put alongside him. But you do need a bench big, unless they're going to go, because, I mean, who do they have now? They got no bench big. They got no bench, really. I mean,
they're all in the portal. Besides Paul Jobe.
Paul Jobe and the freshman.
Paul's going to come back. Yeah, and the freshman. You got Schwartz and, I mean, you know, another wing. Johnson. So, yeah, Johnson's a wing. So, I mean, sure, look, talent, but, like, that's a wing. So,
yeah,
I think the hard part is you got to get a guy to buy into being a backup, which is probably, like, the least desirable thing in the portal. But if it's money, then Kane's connections open up.
That was the same problem as last year. If Norchad is back – your backup bigs, being a backup big is not a great proposition. So people think you're not going to convince some guy who's been a starting center to come here and be a backup. especially Norchat plays 35 minutes a game. Like, who's coming in for like a 10-minute role here?
Norchat also plays 35 minutes a game because he has to, because we didn't have anyone else, but he also gets into foul trouble. So if you can maybe get a backup big that maybe has a couple of years or 2 or 3 years, like was a freshman this year or something, that's willing to come off the bench for a year and then start, maybe you could, but he's not going to be as developed, obviously. But if we're I mean, we talked about it earlier in our chat, like if you're going after all of these bigs, we almost kind of feel like the writing's on the wall about Norchad.
Yeah.
It's
also, and a lot of them are upperclassmen too, though.
Yeah, they're like grad transfers.
With like 1 or 2 years of eligibility.
Yeah, I mean, because what? You can't sell a person, oh, you should come be backup first, but don't worry because Norchad gets in foul trouble. Like,
not a guy that has 1 year of eligibility.
I think, Melissa, you're right. It's got to be like a freshman who's like, you know, wasn't in like a great situation. Like, hey, like come get we'll give you the keys to the, you know, the starting center spot after the 1 year, like come down here and train. Cause you know, they're going to need it. You know, we've had such a privilege in the last couple of years, having a guy like Sam Wardenburg, who was so instrumental, but who else behind Sam Wardenburg did anything? Anthony Walker played center minutes, but like, that's not who you want playing center. And, you know, now we have Norchad comes in to replace him immediately. And then now we're in a situation of, you know, it's going to be, we're either chasing some guy recruiting wise or we're chasing a guy in the portal that's going to have to replace him. And we can't get caught behind that. I think you got to have someone that's going to be in the wings building up for it, because you can't let this cycle repeat itself, because it's not going to always work in our favor.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about some names in the portal or?
Well, here's a question real quick about who we have left with the starting five that we have, like that haven't transferred or gone to the NBA draft or whatever. If you could only bring two people back from that team next season, which two would you bring?
It would probably just be Pac Nomir. I feel like that's the easiest ones to say. I mean, as much as I just had the whole rant about Omir staying kind of throws everything off, like, he's going to be one of the best players in college basketball if he returns. So, he's going to develop a little bit. It makes more sense because, like, what's he really going to do? Like, he's not going to get drafted, you know? Like, this is kind of how he is, a four-year player. Like, overseas is really his option. Come back, get some more NIL money, you know? I know he's got his complications with the international stuff, but still. And then Pac's just, like, I think a veteran guard is the best thing you can have in college basketball. Like, look at RJ Davis. Look at Caleb Love. Look at Tyler Kolick, all those guys in the tournament. A lot of those teams are led by strong senior or, you know, just older upperclassmen guards. And that's exactly what you want if you want to, you know, get back to that level. So,
especially if you're pairing him with a true freshman at the two.
Yeah. And I mean, if all things go right, Bethea's gone. So, you know,
yeah, after a year. So
it's going to be another year. So next year might even be a crazier storyline, because if Pack and Omir come back and the other starters leave, then you're going to have basically three starters leave, because Omir and Pack run out of eligibility, and Bethea, something terrible is going to have to happen if he doesn't get drafted. So, interesting scenario there.
All right, Matt, let's talk people in the portal. I see you chomping at the bit.
Let's start the question in the chat. What do you think of Lynn Kidd? I guess we can all answer that. We'll start with Liam.
Lynn Kidd? I mean, he was really inconsistent. Like, he put up decent averages, but like, what you got to look at is like the whole like stretch of games. Like, they all became nothing when Padula was going off. And I mean, sure, he's solid, but like, what are the odds some guy goes from VTech to Miami? You know, especially with they had a better season than us. I feel like he's looking to go another way, but I mean, he'd be a solid option, but I think there's better options or more attractive options in the portal, I'd say. I mean, I like. What's it called? Amari Williams is great. What, three-time defensive player of the year, Drexel? I mean, I think that's more of a guy that I want us to go after. And just if you want to get that big force that, you know, of course, he's not extremely talented offensively. Like an Omir, I mean, Omir, better offensive player. Sam Wardenburg at least can stretch the floor. But, like, I feel like that's more of an option than Lynn Kidd. I don't know. I feel like that'd just be kind of a weird addition.
Do you think the fit next to Omir would be kind of weird too?
Oh, Lynn Kidd? Yeah, I mean, does he stretch the floor? I don't think he does.
No, I mean, he's pretty mobile for, like, his size, I would say, right? I think
he doesn't shoot the three at all, but, like,
yeah. No, he doesn't shoot the three at all.
No, I mean, he would be – he's a center.
So he's not. Yeah. He's not. It's. It'll be Norchad at the four if you're doing that.
Yeah, he's not a much of a rim protector. He's never averaged
more. Yeah, he's not a rim protector.
I know blocks isn't everything, but he doesn't even average half a block. Like, what's that going to be? I mean, Norchad's not even much of a rim defender anyway. You can't just have two big guys. Because if you have two big guys, you're paint defenders. Like, you shouldn't just have two big guys and they can't, you know, stop people at the rim. So, I don't know. I don't think that would make much of a sense of the acquisition.
Yeah.
I was just laughing at his name when we were playing Virginia Tech this year. So, if he becomes a Kane, I have to not laugh at him anymore.
I don't think we go that way. No. I think there's a lot of – I think playing, like, guys like PJ Hall and Quinton Post, like, if Norchad leads, like, that really kind of, like, this coaching staff might just be like, hey, like, that's the kind of guy we want to go after, a dude that can, you know, kind of do a little bit of everything, which might be kind of hard to find. So, but you never know. You got to – not all your transfers are going to come from big schools. I mean, you know,
people – Norchad could be Arkansas State.
Exactly. People are like, oh, well, this guy didn't come from, you know, Arkansas or something like that. It's like, yeah, well – look at Charlie Moore. Dude got passed around from different team to different team, and
Jordan Miller from
Jordan George Miller Mason. And you know, whoever it may be,
who actually started with Tyler Kolek at George Mason.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all those big, yeah, like I said, Tyler Kolek. It's not everyone has to start off at a big time program. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the thing with what's it called? Dan Hurley was saying something about the transfer portal, and they're like, "What are you talking about? One of your best players transferred three times."
Or Cam Spencer.
Yeah, I was like
three.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Hypocritical, but you can talk when you're one of the best teams in the country. So,
yeah. I want to ask you about a specific. Yeah. I want to ask you about a specific name in the portal. It's someone that I've fallen in love with watching his film, and I don't know if you've done a breakdown on him. I saw you do a few of them on Twitter, but it's Mykal Brown Jones.
I've seen you guys talk about him. He was on my list. Mykal Brown Jones.
Matt's in love.
Yeah, I just like the versatility he brings, like, especially on offense. And I think if Norchad does stay, he's someone that, you know, would fit really well next to him. But have you had a chance to kind of look at him?
No. So, okay. I'm looking at his stats, and let's agree stats don't tell the story, but you can get a bit of a picture of what he is. That's kind of like the ECU guy. He, you know, puts up a lot of points. You know, obviously not from a, you know, big time conference or anything like that, but, you know, can shoot the three ball. I mean, not like crazy volume, but, you know, still 43%, you know, can rebound two offensive rebounds a game's great. You know, doesn't need, everyone's going to say, oh, we need a big four that can play the make like Jordan Miller. Okay. That's not always going to happen. We said that with Matthew Cleveland. I don't think he was even a fraction of what he was, but I digress. Based off just the numbers, I mean, I need to do a little bit more of a dive into him. Seems like the right guy. It looks like maybe he didn't have a great defensive year, apparently, to his numbers. But
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, yeah, I feel like this is the exact kind of player personnel you need, like a 6'8" wing who can, you know, bang it down low, but can also shoot from outside. You know, he's got a good shooting percentage, a 54, 43, 78 splits. Like,
yeah, he's very efficient on offense.
And you can't always say, oh, he played in what's the Southern Conference? Yeah,
who cares? Yeah, Southern Conference.
Well, Stanford and Chattanooga and Citadel.
They beat Arkansas, and I think they beat another team in a major conference. I can't remember who else this year.
Yeah, I always like looking at how they do against like the big time competition, like if because they always play like two games at least, regardless of who you are, against some like, you know, solid competition, and that really tells. I mean, you know, it's how those D2 guys end up going, or you know, going up a division. So I mean, what they played Vanderbilt. He's put up 24 points. Sure, say what you want about Vanderbilt. He shot 65% against them. And then, they beat Arkansas, shot 75% against them. I mean, yeah, no, I feel like – and Miami's contacted him, right, if I believe. I think.
Yeah, at least from what I've seen, yeah, it was reported that they have.
We've already given him a nickname.
What's your nickname for him?
MBJ.
It's initials.
That might be one of his nicknames, I'm assuming. So very creative there.
Is there anyone you've been looking at in the portal that you're like, I have to Miami?
Well, no, I mean, like kind of looking. I mean, I evaluated some guys that like, I don't even know if they're going to go to Miami, or, you know, even Miami's going to talk to them. I know Jamal Mashburn is going to be one of the conversation just because, you know, name value from Miami, everything like that. I broke him down. My concerns is like, maybe I didn't know enough about New Mexico, but like he fell off like shooting percentage wise this year. I'm assuming it was because House kind of took the reins there, but like 48% true shooting is terrible for a guard. And like he doesn't really do much besides, you know, score. So I thought maybe that might be a concern because if, you know, let's say you still have Pack there, like what you'd have to put Bethea at the three and then you have Mashburn and Pack. Like that's just, no, you need a little bit of diversity in the lineup. So that's probably what Miami's thinking. They're probably inside of their coaching staff is like, hey, like we need to know, are we getting a guy like Pack back? Because, you know, you got to be able to determine, you know, what kind of personnel you're going for, which, you know, I kind of took the broad approach saying, like, let's say everyone leaves, like, you know, then you want to go after like Trey Dinkins, who I saw former colleague Luke was saying that he's being recruited by Miami. He's a guy that can, you know, he's got, what's it called, secondary ball handler abilities, you know, would probably, if Pack was gone, would be forced into that primary role, but tough shot maker, deep range. A couple of these guys I've looked at from Oral Roberts, Jalen Bedford, dude averaged 6.4 rebounds a game as like a kind of a frail wing, like which is like six in the conference, which is pretty good. But a lot of the guys I've looked at, unfortunately, aren't really great on defense. And I feel like with losing Bensley Joseph and potentially Wuga Poplar, like that's going to be a problem. So, you know, you really need to get some guys that can play some defense because, you know, we've seen it. You can put up as many points as you want, but if you can't play defense, you're going to lose. So
what about Peja's son?
Peja? And I don't think that even has a chance of happening. I think that's like, everyone wants to talk about it, but he's going to go to like, he'll go to some top program, or he's definitely in there for the money. I mean, I don't blame him. That's what he's going to get. And he had good flashes this year. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he can go to school like a Kansas or something like that. I mean, because, you know, he showed the flashes. And when you have a name like that, the value carries. So that's the way I see it.
I feel like we should ask Liam a over-under of transfers incoming. I don't know what to set the line at, though, Melissa and Vish.
I'll set it. I'm just going to have 4.5. 4.5.
Ooh, under.
I was going to say 3.5.
Mm-hmm. I'd say it's like between 3 and 4. My number in my head was 3, but.
Well, Kane's Cat's seat says 6. Wow.
No.
I don't know about that.
No, because they're going to add someone. They're going to do what they did with, like, you know, they got Joe Bay and Keyshawn Late. They're going to get one or maybe even two of those guys. I don't even think they're going to try and fill up the whole scholarship thing again. I mean, you got to get, like, a lot. You have to get a lot of people to come off the bench would be the issue, which, you know, dating back to what we just said earlier, like, how many people are you going to sell on coming to play off the bench, which would be you get a guy from, like, a smaller school and say, hey, you know, come here, you know, prove yourself. And, you know, we'll see, you know, maybe we'll give you the chance to compete in the starting lineup. I mean, that's really all you can say because, you know, they're going to have to fill out this entire bench with, you know, it can't just be, you know, your two freshmen, Joe Bay, and that's it. And you need to get some transfers in there. So I'd say 4 is about reasonable. I'd say like 2 starters, 2 bench players, and then they get some guys in the, what's it called? Freshman. But it's all depending on how this Norchad, Amir, and Nigel situation goes. So.
I mean, I see the only way we fill out all the because Kane's Cassis is like, oh, are we going to have empty spots again? With the portal, the way it is, a lot of teams are going to have empty spots because it's too easy now. The only way I could think you could sell a player on coming in and sitting the bench and then, like, you taking a risk on that player is if they have, like, a year of eligibility left or 2 years of eligibility left where you're not taking up a scholarship for a really long time. Because you don't want to just settle and waste a scholarship in case you want to get more freshmen coming in after that.
Yeah, and I think also, what are you going to say? And I think Miami's going to be really specific with who they're kind of going through this process and vetting people because, I mean, kind of look how Cleveland went this year. Like, was that really what they thought they were going to get out of him? I don't think so. You know, was it, you know, the same player he was the start of the season was the end of the season? And, you know, obviously we don't know what his situation is going to be, probably trending in the direction of leaving. But, you know, they're going to be really specific because they only brought him in. They only brought one guy. Everyone's like, oh, they weren't doing any work. Yes, they were. They just didn't, you know. Either they got beat out by other teams, you know, they're going – I know Cam Spencer, for example, was a guy Miami was going after. But, you know, there's definitely a reason why they only brought one person in is because they didn't want to, you know, oh, we'll just throw this guy a roster spot, whatever. I think they're going to be really specific. Like, 6 is crazy for them to bring in 6 transfers to a team with all, you know, coming from their different schools. It's different with freshmen than it is with transfers. So I'd say 3 or 4. It all is going to hinge – I say by the end of next week, we should probably know. I'd say a little bit more about those, the guys returning, because Miami's going to put pressure on them to give them an answer. So,
yeah, we can't really afford to wait.
Mm-hmm. That's what screwed us last year. So,
Vish, you look like you're contemplating something.
No.
Canes today, only 3 women have transferred out, but that's fine.
Saw Katie talking today, walking today. So who knows what's going on. Yeah,
sad times.
Yeah.
Everyone in the All Hurricanes chat were like, Melissa, are you okay? And I'm just like, give me a few moments.
Yeah, I got the heads up. They're like, wait, something's coming. I'm like, huh? And then like 2 minutes later, it dropped. I'm like, what? I was like,
your message is what broke it to me because I saw your text when I woke up and I immediately checked Twitter and saw Tim Reynolds post about her retiring. And then I immediately texted Vish as he was texting me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Next time you have to be gentler. I just was like, oh, Meyer's retiring. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I mean, didn't have much left to prove. So, you know, and at least she's staying on in a capacity, which matters, especially with the transition to whoever ends up being the new coach. But I mean, hey, I think there's a way that could be Larinaga by the end of next season. I'm not in the whole push him out thing, but I think that he might just,
I mean, he's old. It's gonna happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it is. But I'm definitely not the let's push him out. Like,
no, you don't push out the best coach in program history. He has the full reins, but he's this year probably took 2 years off of his coaching, like time left, I'd imagine. Like, he got, it was all sky high, obviously, after the Final Four. But then coming into this season, you returned three starters, you know, other bench role players, and then this happens. You know, it wasn't just injuries. You know, everyone wants to say, oh, it was some other stuff. You know, some personalities that, you know, didn't exactly align with the team, things like that. So we'll see. I'd be very surprised if there's not a decent bounce back. We should at least be top five in the conference next year. I think if things go the right way, but
I'm laughing after our off-season talk last year. So
any thoughts on who you would think Coach L's successor would be, as far as, do we promote from within? Do we bring back Coach
Caputo?
Caputo, wow, I brain farted. Or do we do a national search?
I think I'd like say 80-90% chance it's Caputo or an internal guy. I really think that's the way Miami goes. They bring one of their top assistants just to be the coach, or Caputo. I mean, honestly, we want them to do a national search, but, you know, is that really going to happen? You know, it depends, because do they really see, you know, hey, we saw all the success from the Final Four, the Elite Eight, the year before that. You know, is this a product that we really should invest in? Is what it's going to come down to. You know, that's what the university needs to realize is, you know, if we put money into the coaching search and we go out and get a top guy, you know, is that what's going to help us compete? Because that might what it need to be, but a familiar face is kind of what they've done. I mean, obviously, Larinaga wasn't that, but, you know, that might be what they end up going with. And, you know, it wouldn't shock me at all. I'd say, like, yeah, 85% chance it's internal hire, unless things change drastically before then.
What do you think his timeline is? You think another couple years? A year?
2 years max.
Yeah.
It just, like, doesn't make sense. Like, what, like, he's a Hall of Fame level coach. Like, he's got nothing else to prove. You know, he, this year especially, I think he really wants to say, because he's got the most talented freshman he's ever had since Lonnie Walker. You know, he wants to be able to see what Bethea has done. I mean, he's put on for, you know, all these circuits and everything like that, you know, rightfully so, up in the conversations for a top five draft pick. I mean, it's an exciting reason to want to stay and be around. And, you know, I think Katie's retirement might even have, you know, been like, wow, like, you know, I've been working alongside her for a while now, you know, maybe that kind of, you know, who knows? Someone's talked to him and asked him about that, you know, what his thoughts are on it and how it's maybe affecting his outlook. But I would not be shocked to see it be the end of next year. But I think in 2 years, I would be shocked if he continues for a third season after that.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, what, he's pushing 80 at that point, right? So,
some point. 75 now, 76, something like that. I mean, he looks great.
It's about time for him to run for president, I guess.
Larinaga Meyer.
He's getting into that age range where, you know, he's just getting old enough finally where he can.
That needs to be a hoodie. Larinaga Meyer, 24.
He's 74.
So, I mean, he's near the end one way or the other. So I know you have to go, Liam. So one last question. I asked this of Matt the other day, and then Melissa cut me off and ruined it, but I'm going to ask it of you. So just up, down answer. Do you think the Canes make the tournament next year?
His reaction is the same.
He's malfunctioning. Look what you did to him, Vish.
And this is why Vish got mad at me for how I reacted to that question.
Well, I literally said, don't talk. Just let Matt answer it. And of course, that didn't go over.
Because it's a
question. As it stands today, no.
Okay. I think it was a thought-provoking question.
We go above 500, but no. I don't think from what the roster is right now and how it's going to be, I think, in a week, no. No, I think it's going to be a lot of unfamiliarity in the building with a lot of new faces. And, you know, obviously, familiar faces might not have, you know, been, you know, helped us out this past season, but I'd say there's so many moving parts that now I think it's Might just be the Jahlil Bethea showcase next year. So I'd say no, yeah.
I don't think Kane's Cat Heat enjoyed your answer.
I have to be optimistic. I was correct on my football prediction. I was low. Everyone was saying 9 wins last year. I said 7-5. So did I, actually.
Let's bring Liam on right before the season starts after we filled out our roster, and then he can answer.
See what he says then. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We'll have to get you back on the show right before the season. Maybe when we do our season preview, we'll get you on, and you can give your prediction then when we have like an actual roster and can make a real analysis.
Oh yeah, no, because right now it's like, what, we got 4 players on the team. Yeah, well, we're gonna lose 4 or 5. So, yeah.
So, Liam, thanks for coming on. I've been saying for weeks and months that we needed to get you on the show. I'm honored that you've joined the Chick-fil-A team. Thank you. We'll probably chat soon in the All Hurricane chat, but we'll definitely get you on before the season starts, for sure.
Sounds good. Yep. I appreciate you guys for having me again.
Wait, before you go, why don't you plug all your stuff again? I know you're on All Hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. Follow me at the Lefty Liam. Going to be doing a lot of breakdowns on transfers that Miami should target, or if Miami is targeting them. I'll give you my thoughts on them, break them down as much as I can. And obviously, when the transfers come in, I'll be breaking those down even more. So follow along my journey. See what's going on next. Just follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at the Lefty Liam. And yeah, there you go.
Cool. Thanks so much, Liam. We'll be discussing more basketball very, very soon. Have a good night, okay?
Thanks, Liam.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.